You are listening to Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. If you have a suggestion for our show, please send it to kpfawomensmag@gmail.com. I'm Kate Raphael with Erin Mathewson. Women comics have been around forever, but it's never been easy. Women like Moms Mabley, Gracie Allen, and Lucille Ball had to break through the barriers preventing women from being heard. Stereotypes about women's humor still persist, as some women comedians feel confined to self-deprecation and jokes about body image. But more recently, women like Whoopi Goldberg and Roseanne have broken through many of the barriers for women comics, and now lesbian comics like Ellen DeGeneres, Wanda Sykes, and Margot Gomez are challenging taboos and crossing over to mainstream audiences. Margot Gomez hosts a weekly comedy variety show on Monday nights at The Marsh in Berkeley, showcasing new and upcoming talent. One of those performing tonight is Corinda Dobbins. Lisa Detmer talked to Corinda recently about her comedy and the challenges she faces in breaking through.
This is Women's Magazine. I'm Lisa Detmer, and I'm here with Corinda Dobbins, who is a comic on the rise, who's been doing stand-up comics since 2010. She's headlined at the Purple Onion and was part of the Five Funny Females comedy tour. And she's going to be performing this tonight at the Margot's Funny Mondays at the Marsh. That's tonight, Monday, January 24th in Berkeley at 2120 Alston Way, which is, it's a comedy variety showcase. And then later in the week on Thursday, January 27th, she's going to be at the Rising Stars of Bay Area Comedy hosted by Tony Sparks, where 10 comedians are going to be performing stand-up as a benefit. And that will be at the Makeout Room at 3225 22nd Street in San Francisco. And that's $15 at the door. It starts at 7 p.m. and ends at 8:45. Welcome, Corinda. Thank you for coming to Women's Magazine.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Corinda, how did you get into comedy and why?
Actually, I got into comedy because I have an aunt, and her friend asked me if she found an open mic for comedy, if I would participate in it. And I've been kind of a comic in my family for years, and a lot of times people think that will translate to the stage, and it doesn't.
So, lo and behold,
I was kind of, you know, I was like, sure, I'll try it, and I thought I would bomb miserably, and that would be the end of it.
But so, you didn't.
But I didn't, and I did my first stand-up gig at Woody's Cafe in Oakland.
Woody's. Okay.
It's a great place, and
Woody's, huh?
People seem to kind of like my stuff. So I said, you know, well, let me see where this can go.
And you like the sound of hands clapping?
I love it. I'm a Leo.
Take a bow. And so you were the class clown, like most people, or
I was not.
You weren't.
I wasn't.
You just found your talent later on, making
fun
of your daughter.
I was always funny within my family at gatherings and that type of thing. But in school, I was my parents make sure I was very serious about studies. So
you felt comfortable at home to make fun of your family.
Exactly. And I continue to.
You continue to. So did you have a funny family?
I do.
You do
absolutely
have a funny family.
I'll have, you know, material for years, I'm sure.
So want to tell us about some of the characters in your family that people should be watching for on the stage?
Well, you know, I grew up in a very militant family. You know, my family was, they were in the Black Panthers, you know, the Nation of Islam.
So that's funny.
And my grandmother's from Birmingham. And so, you know, we grew up in a very different kind of family, I think, than most Black people. So it was just,
and you're allowed to make fun of the Black Panthers?
A
without being killed,
you know. Well, they have fun too.
Oh yeah.
You know, I've been in rallies since I was four. So I mean, carrying banners. So I mean, I learned at a very early age about the struggle. But then there were also very funny things that, you know, growing up in that kind of family. Things my grandmother would say to me when I was growing up. She would say things like, "Don't talk about stupid stuff that Black people do in front of white people." And I would say, but Grandma, shouldn't Black people just stop doing stupid stuff in front of white people instead of chastising me for making it into a sentence? And she would be like, no, that's just crazy talk. And as you grow older, you know, it's, I mean, that's hilarious to me that, you know, but it was very important that Black people be seen in a certain light.
Mm-hmm.
And that we always put our best face forward. And that was very
like
important.
Like the Cosbys or something.
Not, well.
No.
Not like the Cosbys, but always we just, even if things weren't okay, mm-hmm. we wanted people to seem like it was.
And you made sure people realized it wasn't.
I try to, you know, shed a light. There's, you know, there's always something a little dysfunctional in every family.
Even that though, is for real.
Even though, you know, we were very conscious about the struggle and about how Black people were being treated in the South and, you know, and why there was a need for the Black Panthers. But there was, you know, there's dysfunction in every family and we can make fun of it.
And we certainly need comedy on the left because there is not enough people laughing about the ridiculous things we do on the left.
Absolutely.
And we do some ridiculous things, absolutely. Which I won't go into. But so there are other comics who you see as your role model? So you like pattern yourself after or you just like?
I really like Moms Mabley. She was, I think, one of the first people to ever do political comedy. And one of the reasons that she could get away with it is that she had a look and a demeanor where it sort of disarmed people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she looked like this little old lady who was just, you know, going to tell you a story about, you know, baking cookies or something. And then she would, you know, talk about Kennedy and, you know, the war. And it was just, I thought it was great.
And you are disarming, too, because you come off very soft-spoken.
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. And then, you know,
and then
sock
you put
them. Slip it in.
The zinger. Any other people?
I really like Marsha Warfield and Wanda Sykes.
Wanda. Okay.
Chris Rock,
yeah. I was just going to ask you about that Chris Rock guy. Because, you know, it seems like there's a lot of sexism in the mainstream or even the political community. Chris Rock, Bill Maher is supposed to be political, and he's sexist. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. He says offensive things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I think, you know, comedy is really just sort of a byproduct of our society. Our society is sexist.
Mm-hmm.
And but one of the things I've learned is that one of the reasons why comics get away with being sexist is because a lot of women hate women.
Right.
And because of that, when a comic or a comedian says, you know, something about women, a lot of women are like, yeah, most mm-hmm. women are like that. And mm-hmm. it's like, he's talking about you too, you know. And so I think that one of the things I think as women we have to work on is just being a lot more supportive of each other and, you know, not tolerating that. It's just, you know, I think that's one of the main reasons why it continues to happen.
So would you call someone out on stage if you were sharing a stage with someone who was sexist and making sexist jokes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as comedians, we sort of feed off each other. And so if someone made a sexist comment, I'm probably will make a joke about the sexist mm-hmm. comment. And that's what, you know, I think that's what we do. And the same thing with racist comments. I've been at shows where people have made racist comments. And so I think you definitely have to take it to task.
You know, a lot of people seem to think women aren't funny, right? You know,
I've heard that a lot.
Haven't you? I have too. But then I think about it, and Roseanne Barr, Ellen, Wanda Sykes, these are some of the funniest people, and they don't have to resort to that sexist stuff or sex, or they're just funny.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk about serious stuff.
Absolutely. I think when female comics do certain types of humor, it's taken a certain way. A lot of people say that a lot of female comedians talk about family and their kids and that men don't really want to hear that. But, you know, men really do the same jokes, but it's just taken differently when they say it. You know, so I think a lot of times women are funny,
mm-hmm.
but the context of how we use our jokes, a lot of times people say, well, that's not funny, because a lot of times it's from a male's perception as well, because all of the time when I hear that, it's always usually coming from men.
Right. So, the mother-in-law, the joke about the wife. I mean, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to like...
You know, but there are also a lot of male comics out there who champion women comedians, and I love to see that as well.
And I've really seen...
Well, a lot of the comedians I've been around since I started...
Mm-hmm. Locally, you mean?
Locally, have, you know... come up to me and say, wow, you know, I think your stuff is great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't expecting that at all.
So you've gotten support.
I have, and it's really great.
So what's the comedy scene like locally? I mean, you said you did this five funny females comedy tour. Who were the five funny females? What was the tour like?
Well, the tour was put together by Suzanne Alexander, and she does it around the country. But ours was at the Purple Onion last August, and the women on my show were Emily Heller, Sheila Bryson, Erica Ennis. Suzanne did a few minutes to open it up, and it was myself and a really, really great comedian, Daya. She's really funny, and it was a great show. Great show. Really, really talented women. Mm-hmm. And I love that show.
So you like working with other women, too?
You know, it's really rare that you have a show with all women. That almost never happens. Mm-hmm. And I think that's maybe why it's called Five Funny Females. So, I mean, it was great.
So we want to talk about this upcoming event that you're going to be at on the Makeout Room. That's a funny name right there.
I love that name.
It's on January 27th, and the show starts at 7 p.m., and it ends at 8:45 p.m. That's a funny time to end a program. And it says, come early for seating, and this is at 3225 22nd Street in San Francisco, and it's $15, and it's the Rising Stars of the Bay Area Comedy, hosted by Tony Sparks. So you're going to have 10 comedians perform stand-up.
Absolutely. It's for the Hope Flight Foundation.
And what's that about?
And they provide dependable free air transportation for children who need critical medical treatment for cancer and other life-threatening illnesses that are at facilities far away from their homes. And as we know, airplane fuel is really expensive.
Yes.
So, you know, we want to raise a lot of money, and we also want to raise a lot of awareness and hopefully get these kids to the treatment that they so desperately need. And I mean, I can't think of a better way to raise money than to have a night of laughter.
And we need that. Yeah. We need more. We need a lot of laughter right now, because there's a lot to cry about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the headliner is Kasim Bentley. He's a really funny guy. I've worked with him on numerous occasions. So several of the comedians I work with, Dash, Brian Hicks, Queenie, TT, Andrew Holmgren, Chris Riggins, they're really funny.
If people wanted to find out about upcoming shows that you are having, do you have a website, or is there some way that people can keep track of what you're doing?
Yes, they can find me on Facebook.
On Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
And, I post all of my shows there, and the time and, you know, the cost and everything.
So, people, you need to friend Karinda, and Karinda is spelled K-A-R-I-N-D-A. And the last name is Dobbins, D-O-B-B-I-N-S. And this is a name you will be hearing about in the future, saying you heard it here first.
From your lips to God's ears.
That's right, on Women's Magazine. Support upcoming women comedians that are local in the Bay Area, and have a good night. Have fun, you know. Go out there and have some fun. Have some
we
good,
will.
Clean fun.
We will.
Okay.
It's for the kids, absolutely.
For the kids, right. Not for the adults. So can you give us a little taste of what your comedy's like, so people get an idea of what Karinda Dobbins is all about?
Sure. I've been living in the Bay Area for about 5 years. I'm originally from Detroit, so I had to fly back out to Detroit and come out to my family, a black family. How do you think that went?
Not well.
It went about as well as can be expected. You know, they said, we still love you, whatever, and then they went in the kitchen and talked about me. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know, you let her play basketball too long. She was playing with balls far too long. She was going to get tired of them.
Right. I understand that.
And then,
that.
You know, when black people, they don't agree or understand or think that anything is real, they start making stuff up about you. It's like, maybe she's ballsophobic, or maybe she's got balls anemia. Her blood ain't right. So, you know, it's family. Gotta love them.
Gotta love them. Well, Karinda, thank you for joining us today. And again, you can see her tonight with Marga Gomez at Marga's Funny Mondays, which is a comedy variety showcase at the Marsh every Monday, starting this Monday, January 24th in Berkeley at 2120 Alston Way. And you can also see her this Thursday at the second annual Comedy Night fundraiser, which is about the Rising Stars of Bay Area Comedy hosted by Tony Sparks, which includes 10 comedians performing stand-up, and that's January 27th, starts at 7 p.m. Come early for seating. It's at the Makeout Room at 3225 22nd Street in San Francisco. So that's two different nights, tonight at the Marsh, and then Thursday night at the Makeout Room. Don't miss this comic on the rise. Thank you for being here.
It's going to be a great show, and I hope that a lot of people will come out and support it.
Okay. Thank you, Corinda.
Thank you.